This is Richard Roth, and I'm here with Harold Hansen at VersoFineArts.com, 530 Warren Street in Hudson. Harold has been a presence on Warren Street for quite some years by now. Welcome, Harold. You were saying something about the kind of people who come to Hudson.
I'm always intrigued when I talk with people, as I endeavor to do whenever people visit my shop. And I always try to ask people where they're coming from. And I'm perhaps in any given day or any given week, maybe half the people that visit my shop and presumably other shops in Hudson, more than half the people are from out of town, often people from Europe, often people, like a few minutes ago, a woman from Australia. Hudson's, for a city, a small city of 7,000, we attract a remarkable number of people from across the world, in addition to just people from New York City.
Now, is that something that's changed in the last few years, or was it kind of always that way since the antique business?
Since I opened the shop 2 years ago, it sort of seems to be, I would imagine it's been that way now for the last 10 or 15 years of Hudson's renewal.
And it was the antiques trade that brought them here primarily.
Principally antiques, and also now the presence of Stare Galleries as an auction gallery that attracts kind of national attention. But I think people are also attracted to the fact that we have so many fine restaurants now in Hudson, and I think that's sort of a magnet for people.
What brought you here when you first came?
Well, that's a long time ago, Richard. That goes back to 1986. At that time, I accepted an invitation for dinner by someone that had just purchased a home in Hudson in 1986. And this is what I think is the interesting analogy. At that time, Hudson was half empty. And now it's sort of half full. And what I am alluding to is that Hudson, way back in 1986, was in pretty bad shape. There were lots of commercial vacancies, a lot of apartment vacancies. The town's history had largely been obscured by whatever happened in America in the 1960s and 70s. And then with the restoration of Hudson, that began perhaps in the late 80s, the late 1980s, and all the shops that have opened and the art galleries that have opened, bed and breakfasts that have opened, restaurants. The city's really come to life. But we almost have to be reminded that at the time of the American Civil War, Hudson had as many as 15,000, 16,000 residents. So when I say half empty, what I would like to say now is half full, meaning Hudson's regained its momentum as an important city to visit.
Now, has the population actually increased, or it's just that sort of people who were doing things and starting shops and so on moved in?
Well, I don't think that the population actually in the last 10 years has probably declined. I think I remember back in the 90s the population was around 8,000 and now it's 7,000. But I think you have so many visitors and so many people that live in the outskirts of Hudson or in Greene County that have businesses here in Hudson that the city is very thriving, which is always very evident every weekend.
And even during the week, it seems as though the parking spaces are full on most of Warren Street.
And I think you're right, Richard. And today, as an example, on a Thursday, which would normally be a quiet day in Hudson, I've had nonstop traffic all day since I opened before 11 o'clock. And I've had the same cross-section of people from Boston, people from Salem, Massachusetts, a woman that was just here from Australia, and often people from neighboring counties, Dutchess County. So it's a real cross blending of people.
Do you stay open every day?
I open 5 days a week, every day except Tuesday and Wednesday, And apparently, I subscribe. There's a business discussion group online where people, where merchants can talk to each other. And Jennifer Ehrenskold mentioned that a lot of people were in Hudson just yesterday on a Wednesday, normally the day that most shops in Hudson are closed. People are coming every day.
And they're serious shoppers?
Well, I think to some extent you could say people are browsers, but how can you be a buyer unless you're also a browser? So even if people don't purchase the first time they visit you, on the assumption that they enjoyed the experience and will want to come back, that presumably at some future date they will be a customer. So we have to be as welcoming as we can be to all the people that come and visit our shops. I would like to tell you about one situation that arose. Perhaps about a year ago, a couple in their early 30s, a man and woman, came into the shop and they told me they were from Australia. And they were coming to me just after, apparently, the husband was of English descent and had, his family were of English descent, even though he was now Australian. The woman was an Australian of American descent, and apparently she was trying to conduct research, and she established that her family, she had some historical information that her family were from the rural hamlet of Kiskatom in Greene County. And apparently the day before they came into the shop, they had gone in search of anything in the anything that they could find, and they were able to find the burial sites of her forebears that date back to around 1830. So then you have to ask yourself, how did a family living in Kiskatom decide to move to Australia back in 1830? And so we had a very pleasant encounter. And so I was asking them about their life in southern Australia. And they explained to me that they had a 30,000-acre farm between Melbourne and Sydney. 30,000 acres. They just struck me as being a very interesting couple. My observation about people as they come into your shop, people always have something interesting to say about themselves if you just scratch the surface and just engage people in conversation on the assumption that they're interested in carrying a conversation, and most people are. And so I always encourage anyone who works with me, always talk to people. Try to identify who people are and try to identify what their interests are. And in that way you can respond. There might be something you have in your shop that they would take an interest in. Hi. Please look around.